Kum Lernen Ablat. Kum Lernen Ablat. We are up to Chav Ches Abral, the very top of the page. We're talking about how your relatives can be used, can testify for each other against each other. Because in La Yumsu, Avas Abonim, we cannot be talking about. We know already keep a chet mess. Everyone dies in their own sins. It means that you have Aedis. What about Aedis?
Did you mention that we could get anything on the Mishnah?
No. We had a question yesterday.
The Mishnah is often going to all these people across the lives of the cravings. It doesn't say the very obvious, a father and a son. Basic of all of them, it doesn't say. It tells you uncles and cousins, and not father and son.
Exactly.
But in the way in which the cousins, because of the father and the son, two brothers.
Yeah. Of course, why did Mishnah mention that? It's not my question. I remember reading the first one, the first basket, and I don't remember the answer. Or maybe the mention of here. Yeah, so we're right to Ashken, top of the page. Ashken, obviously, the bonnie, born lover, that a father cannot testify on behalf of a son or a son of the father. But Cholshken, obviously, Hadodi. It says in the passage, Layumsu of voice plural. Albonim on either one son. So either one son, they cannot, what do you call it, say ages. So they're all us to each other. And surely others to each other, because they're and so on. So fine. Bonnie, Labonim, and all on, how do you know? When we say obvious Labonim, we don't even know directly to your son, meaning to your nephew. So obvious Albonim. Two obvious, two Bonim, irrespective. I know the first cousins cannot testify against each other. I mean, all Imkang, Lichte, if it doesn't mean first cousins, Lichte, Kra. It says the passage, Layumsu Avis Abonim, Ubonim Layumsu Al Avis. Since we're talking about Bonim already, why do you have to say it again, Ubonim? It should have just said, Lift the Kral, Layumsu Avis Al Ben. That you could say that the others, two others, cannot die on either one's Ben, so it's the father and uncle. Why say Al Bonim? To tell you that they to each other. My Bonim, the Phil Bonim La Dodi, even to each other. So, Ashkram Bonim La Dodi. Okay, we know that two brothers, that sons to each other cannot, what do you call it? Testify, but Bonim La Almum, no one, how do you know to the rest of the world they can't? How do you know they cannot testify about each other? So why can't two brothers or two first cousins be Aidim for a third party? Maybe they could. Yeah, so the Gemara. So we know uncles because we know father and son. We know uncles because it says that the ben cannot testify on behalf of his uncle. So automatically, why can't the ben testify on behalf of his uncle? Because it's his father's brother. So obviously, a father cannot testify against his brother. So two brothers cannot talk about each other. And now we want to know cousins. So we learn cousins well, but then repeat again, bunny. But then what we want to know is why can't cousins testify for a third party? Amar Rambam Svari, it's a Svari. Okay, what's a Svari? Kiritani. We learn in the Braisa a general din regarding Edim Zaymin, but we cannot punish Edim Zaymin unless both are found liars. If only one of them was found a liar, they don't get punished. So Lechayde, it comes out that if both are found liars and their brothers, they're punishing each other. Since they cannot get punished unless both are found liars, so that means that basically each one is testifying and hurting the other one. So we see that if, even though they're talking about a third party, they're talking about themselves. Because if they lie, they'll both get punished, and they only get punished if both of them are found liars. That's why then that's why they're not very good. Because he cannot be Muslim.
You have to be able to be Muslim.
And what's the psul been testifying against others? Because they're testifying against each other. How? Because if they found liars, that testify to both found liars. If they can testify about others, if you don't get killed with both of them are found, that means each one's getting killed because of his brother's testimony. So when they're testifying about others, they're really testifying about each other as well. It doesn't make sense. Well, the time following your logic, now we learn when it comes to a chazkas gimel shanim. If a chazak of a karka 3 years, right, you need Edim that you were 3 years in the karka. So what happens? You have one person who saw you there for 3 years, but then you have another, but you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. You have the three brothers. Reuben saw you the first year with that one age. Shimon saw you the second year with that one age. And Levi saw you the third year with that one age. So it's considered three pairs of Edis, and it's kosher. When it comes to Zama, it's like one big pair. It's like all four are saying the same thing. All three of them, you need all 3 years to make a complete Eidus. So they're all joined together at the hip. And one guy is mistarif. All of them had a gimel Eidus. You said three different Eidus. So it's not like the brothers are testifying with each other. Three separate Eidus. So it's kosher. Even though it's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. But Reuben is talking about 1 year, Shimon, a second year, and Levi, a third year. So they're not three brothers talking about the same thing. Yet when it comes to Hazama, they're one Hazama because you need to mazam all three of them before you can punish the Eidim at all, because you need three. The Hain Eidim Achaz Lahazam. Now, comes out, they're testifying about each other. How could that be? Nimtze Eidim Mishal Mom, the Eidim Zachi. Comes out that what? I'm paying these Eidim of found liars. They have to pay money because they're trying to take a property away from another guy through the Eidim of the brother, using your logic. Now, why isn't it a problem? Because Hazam Im Almukasi, I'm not testifying about my brother. The Hazam is coming from this group of Eidim Zaymim. Now, we're both going to be punished, but that's not called as if I'm testifying about you, you're testifying about me. So the same thing over here. Hachinam is Omal Mekasi. So it goes back to the original question. How do you know that two cousins or brothers cannot testify about others, a third party?
Was he trying to separate
the
subject
from the
outside? Yeah,
that's punishment. That's punishment, not aids. The punishment is you cannot punish today in Zayim until both of them have found liars. It doesn't mean I'm saying Aid is about you and you about me. It's against the custom. You need both of them to be Muslim. Nothing to do with Aid.
So what you're saying is that in order for Hazom to succeed, you have to be able to punish. In other words, you don't say, well, Imam or something like that. But another consequence is that whatever you try to do to the other person, so here we're passing the problem because whatever you try to do to that person, you can't carry it out because it's.
There's no punishment unless all the Eidim are Muslim. We had yesterday. We had the beginning of the Masechta. You have two, which is Shnayim Shloisha Eidim, to tell you that if you have 100 Eidim and 99 were Muslim and one wasn't, nobody gets punished. Leila Hachmalim Elohakalim. So it's nothing to do with the Eidim testifying about each other. So the question goes back. So how do you know that two brothers or two first cousins cannot testify about other people? Then it should say, Uben la yumsu alavois. Why am I saying Uben or Ben alavis? What do you mean Ubanim, plural? Or Inami heim alavis? Talking about the Bonim. Say Ben, heim. My Ubanim, fill Ubanim la alma. It's an extra word to tell you that these Bonim cannot testify not only against each other, but even against others. Ash, can we find Kravia of? Kravia aim in Allah, and we find over here Kravia of. Kravia aim, how do you know? Amakrad and Pazig, obvious, today, Zimna. Which is twice obvious, one for the family, mother, father side of the family, one the mother side of the family. Like the Mishnah says. Not like Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi, the Mishnah says only those who can Yashim, which means only the father side of the family. And our Mishnah on Tanakama holds the mother side as well. He may need the Kravia of, then we Kravia aim. Not the father side, the mother side. Ash, Kravia of, always says, well, Yumsu, we found if they testify that they harm you, that's no good. When it comes to testify on your behalf, how do you know that they cannot? Amakra, Yumsu, Yumsu, Trezim. It says, well, Yumsu, others are Bonim. And it says, Bonim, la Yumsu, all over. Why is it again, la Yumsu? If you don't need it, ask him, oh, we know from here, the fashas that you don't kill based on family, but then the mamas don't know my commercial matters. You cannot use family on my present positive, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. It says in the positive that you mean one Mishpat for everybody, Kageke Ezra, so we dash and Mishpat Hashav Lachem. We compare Dini Mamanis and the fashas, and one of the things we learn out from there is that family is not good. Okay, now you have to help cut. Omar Rav says, Rav says, Achi Abba, the father of my brother, let's say Rav Chia, lo yoyidli, he cannot testify for me because he's my uncle. Not only he cannot testify, nor Bnoi, nor his son, because he's my first cousin. So that's called a Shani B'Shani. Nor the Chasnai, or his Adim, his son-in-law. And right now we're assuming it's a Shani B'Shani. Then he says, "Af ani, so to I, I cannot testify about my uncle because I'm a sheni berishon. Ani mi ubonai. Now he adds another thing: a shlishi berishon, a grand nephew cannot. My son is a grand nephew of Rav Chia, and my son can Rav Shimon say cannot testify on behalf of Rav Chia. So a shlishi berishon. That's something new. Amish doesn't have. And the chosni, my aide, my son-in-law, a shlishi berishon." And he cannot, that's pretty much about my why not, have a shlishi b'rishon. But now in our Mishnah, all the cases we learn, the words are sheni b'sheni tonight. Sheni b'rishon tonight. We learned first cousins, we learned your uncle, or tonight, a shlishi b'rishon like tonight. Where does our Mishnah say that you cannot have a shlishi b'rishon? That question of making sense. We need a mocker for it. We need a basis, a locker basis. That's friends. We said before, like next to the Yisrael. When I worry, we don't think we're going to lie. They're friends. My chosna, it says the Gemara, when our Mishnah says your son-in-law is no good, you know what you thought, son-in-law man, you and your son and your son-in-law, let's say, it says in the Mishnah, that b'nein v'chasnein, you know, to your brother and to their son and to the son-in-law, you thought son-in-law meant your brother's son-in-law. No, it meant your brother's son-in-law, which is a rishon v'shlishi. Your brother is rishon b'rishon, his son is rishon b'sheni, and his son's son-in-law is a rishon b'shlishi, another generation. So the Mishnah is telling you, a rishon b'shlishi is also no good. My chosna b'nam, Mishnah says chosna b'sisin, chosna b'noi, means the son's aidim. If we're really talking about a third generation, so why bring in the son-in-law, say the son of the son, a grandson? If the Mishnah is trying to tell you a rishon b'shlishi, the Mishnah just said your brother, his son, and his son's son, or b'noi. Why jump to a son-in-law? At least, if that's what you're talking about, saying about milsaga, but commercial, I'm teaching you the baal ki ishtai. I want to teach you that one, that a son-in-law is not a fourth generation, but a third generation. You might argue that a son-in-law is another generation, even though he's on the same generation as a son, but because he's an outsider, it's like another generation, so it would be a fourth generation, that would be mutter. So no. That baal ki ishtai, that he is like the wife is a third generation. Your grandnephew, your niece, her husband is your grandnephew. And therefore, it is that's a chiddush. Okay, you want to say right now that a son, that a marriage, it makes it equal. The Tanya learned Shmoina of us. There are eight main people that are forbidden. Shehain, Esir, turned to 24 because he has a son and a son of Lechayda, Hani Tlasin, Vetatin, Havid. Actually, 32 because we're going another generation. According to you, it's son and son-in-law, and then grandson. I would have to say grandson-in-law, because once you already introduced the idea that a son-in-law and a son is the exact same thing, so when you say grandson, you automatically know grandson-in-law. But it's another layer. So why does Abchir say it's 24, 88, and then eight sons and eight sons-in-law, and you should go then another eight grandchildren, because you're saying three generations, one to three. Elam, lo'elo chastim mamish. No, I disagree with you. We're talking about the son-in-law mamish. So the Mishnah says your brother, his son, and your and his brother's son-in-law, bavat, and it's one to three, and that's what Ebi knows. One to three. How? Why? Because a son-in-law is not like his wife. The son-in-law is a third generation. So that's how I know. Ebi says that a you to your great uncle. The Mishnah also includes it by including a son-in-law, your brother. And your brother is Rishon B'Rishon. Your brother's son is Rishon B'Sheni. And then your brother's son-in-law is Rishon B'Shlishi. Because son-in-law is one step removed. Says Yigmori, Hachay B'Zei, Havalei Shlishi B'Sheni. It's not just a Shlishi B'Rishon. It's a Shlishi B'Sheni. For example, your uncle, it says over there, your uncle also you cannot testify, and his son. So that's a Sheni B'Sheni. And your uncle's son-in-law. But you tell me now that a son-in-law is considered another generation. So now it's not a first cousin, it's a first cousin once removed. In other words, it's a Sheni B'Shlishi. And according to you, Hakabi. And even Rav doesn't say that a Shlishi B'Sheni is possible. He says a Shlishi B'Rishon, you to your great uncle. But a Shlishi B'Sheni, you're to a cousin once removed, you could testify. And if your Hora is from the Mishnah by Chosna, he's another generation, so when that's by a brother, okay. It's a Rishon B'Shlishi. But if you're talking about your uncle and you're talking about son in law, that's a Sheni B'Shlishi. How can that be? You the Torah halakha. Rav, Achshe Shlishi B'Sheni holds his kosher. Good thing is, it's only one blot in its own. Ella Rav the Omar Kerab Loza. Forget our Mishnah. You're right. Our Mishnah does not mention at all. Our Mishnah holds that a son-in-law and a son are exactly the same thing, same generation. So where does Rav get the idea that a Rishon B'Shlishi, you and great uncle, Mishnah has mentioned it? Rav found it in Rabbi Elazar. Now Rabbi Elazar goes way further, and Rav only holds it like a certain degree. The Tanya, what Rabbi Elazar said? Rabbi Elazar says, "Kishem Shachei Abba Lo Yoyli." Rabbi Elazar said, "Just like my uncle cannot testify, me, who he, the noy, his son, my first cousin, the chaysnoy, and the son-in-law." Then son-in-law, right? Kach, so too, Ben Achi Abba, the son of my uncle, which is my first cousin, Lo Yoyli, who, B'nai V'chaisin, my first cousin's son, which is a Sheini B'Shlishi, cannot testify. So Rabbi Lazar holds that a Sheini B'Shlishi cannot testify. And that's where Rebbe gets, if a Sheini B'Shlishi cannot testify, surely a Rishon B'Shlishi cannot testify. And that's where Rebbe's basis is, that Elisha Mishlishi, you and your great uncle, you cannot testify against each other. But if you live in Rabbi Lazar, if you live in Rabbi Lazar, you got to go all the way. Then even Mishlishi Bisheni, Rab holds his motor. Rab Sovle, Kamasi Bechadah, Polga Bechadah. Agrees on one matter and he argues with another matter. My time is that what's Rab's word? They could. Rabbi Lazar holds no. But Rav says, "Rav says, but for sure can't. Yeah, yeah, your uncle.
It's not because the Shlishi can't.
No. We've been before. An uncle, a Yom Tzu Avais Al Bani, the two Avais regarding the two sons, and one of them is a nephew. One's a nephew."
He's a second cousin to the sister-in-law Rishi Feigl.
Right.
And I was the aide of Chassan.
As Manuel sons of Chassan. That's really but you know we in the minigame we don't do second cousins, we don't do cousins. I know Rabbi Shimon wouldn't do third cousins. That's what we're not the third cousins. Any family. We say right now that Baal Lekach Chassan, we're saying it's the same.
I'm not sure the Lord actually asked him. I'm not sure this guy's not related to you.
But he's not related to you. But you should always ask.
What?
Every Rav asks. But how are you related? You're a mechutin.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
You're nothing.
Yeah.
Well, Susie, the Mara was saying, the Mara was clearly saying, the Mechutani, we're allowed to. Or a cover, be anybody.
Exactly.
Be a father.
Exactly.
Okay. So, right, my time, the Rav. So, what's the Rav's father? My time that what's the Rab's word? I'm across in the pasuk. La yumsu aves albonim ubanim. Said la yumsu albonim. This is the vav ubanim and children. Ooh, he's coming at another generation. The Rabbi the Rachel said ubanim. Like he make a comma after the word banim. La yumsu aves albonim ubanim alavaisim. So make a comma after the word banim. La yumsu aves albonim. That's the rishon b'sheni. And then ubanim another generation. The rishon b'shlishi. Rabbi Loza. How's he then go further? Say a cousin once removed because he adds the word al. Al means another generation as well. On the bunny, so you have, on one side you go down to Shlishi, on the other side you go down to Sheni. Om Rachman, Psul Dove, Shadi Abonim. Psul Dove is he throwing the bunny. He's saying, Om Rachman. And Nachman comes along and says, now, Achi Halkop, Achi Chamoisi, the brother of my Shvigel, Yoyid Lik. Okay, no, it was my uncle, my wife's uncle, which is my uncle. Loyoyli cannot testify for me. Right? It's a condition Mishani. Ben Achi Chamoisi, with my first cousin through marriage, Loyoyli should not testify for me. Ben Achois Chamoisi, and also the son of the sister of my mother in law. So, again, in other words, my first cousin through, not through the brother of my mother in law, but the sister of my mother in law, is also Loyoyli. The Tana Tunim, we talked to London, our mission to support this. It says, Baal Achoisai, the husband of your sister. Ubala chois aviv, and the husband of your father's sister. Ubala chois ime, the husband of your mother's sister. Hein uvnei v'chasneyan. Their chasneyan to you is exactly the case of Nachman. Because the son, this is the mother-in-law's brother's son. Okay. Omar Ravashi, when Ravashi said the same discussion I had, Bahavina b'ulavayula, Iboyula, and he asked us, Achi chamav. Ula lived in the times of Ashi. Shiva Vula. So the Yeshiva called Yeshiva Vula even though it was many years later. It would have been a long time. Ula was only the second generation of Amaroi. Unless there was some two Ulas.
Ula.
It'll be over 150 years. It'll be over 150 years between them. His yeshiva would still go by his name. That's pretty good. But unless it must be another Ula. Anyway, so the yeshiva Ula, Yiboyilon, he asked, this question was asked. Achi Chama Mahu, the brother of my father-in-law, before we're talking about the mother-in-law, now we're talking about the father-in-law. The brother of my father-in-law, Mahu, Ben Achi Chama Mahu, the brother, the son of the brother of my father-in-law, Ben Achi Chama, the brother, the son of the sister of my father-in-law, Mahu, Amalan, he told us, we learned in the Mishnah Tenisu, Achi V'Achei Avi V'Achei Mehenu V'Nei V'Chastein. So the sons-in-law, working your way back to me, is exactly that, the brother of the father. Rav, Ikla, Rav once went to Blumen to buy You went to buy gvili, parchment. Boy, man, I lost in the shop. I can't even live, you know, you can't even go shopping, and they're already in the store. There's no drinking. Boy, man, that's a question. Mao Shiyoid Odom Be'eshes Chorgoy. Chorgoy is your stepson. Now, the wife of your stepson brings into the estate Nichsim Boloi, and there's a discussion in the street. Somebody's claiming that this property is theirs. Generally, Nashim is, you know, the wives of all your families, it's forbidden to you as well. And the reason why they're forbidden to you, well, interesting, is because since your member of the family, the male side, is going to yashin that woman, so therefore it's going to get up. But what about over here, in this case over here, your son-in-law, your stepson, what about his wife? Because your stepson's son, who yashin's his stepson, and yashin's his mother, well, you'll never yashin, because you have no shaykhist. Remember, we remember Chorgoy's Levada. Your connection to the Chorgoy is only to him, not any further. So what happens here? Is Maus, Chorgoy, the wife of his stepson, the Suda, Amri, Baal, Kishli, Suda, they both answer, but they different use different words. In Suda, they said that Baal, Kishli, that the husband was like his wife, therefore, since he cannot testify about his stepson, nor about his wife. So this Amri, but this they said that Ishtar, that why? That the woman is like her husband. And they're saying the same thing. Amr Abuna said, I know a woman is like her husband. Let's see if it says, I know a woman is like her husband. Says, the brother of your father, El Ishtoi Loi Sikrev. But then it says, it's your aunt. Not your aunt. It's your uncle's wife. So by marriage, and yet McLeod Ishak Abayla, the raya that by marriage is mama's your relative, and the wife is just like the husband.
No, but in terms of your relationship to them, it's the same status.
The difference between saying Baal Ki Ishtoi or Isha Kabila is as follows. If it's Isha Kabila, it's your wife's son, right? But if Isha Kabila, that means that that your wife is you, so it's really your son. So therefore, you cannot testify to his wife. If you learn that Baal Ki Ishtoi, that's talking about the Chorgoy, that's talking about the stepson. The stepson is like his wife, and therefore it's one thing, and you're connected. So we're talking about two different people. The principle is the same, but we're just talking about, the stepson.
One's one level, one's next.
Exactly, but the result is the same.
That's right. Next generation.
But if you say follows your wife, then it will affect even the next generation.
No, but we have a posse in Chorgoy only. Yeah,
that contradiction.
True. Only as far as the Chorgoy. Yeah. Think about like Ubal Imai, the husband of your mother, who he is son and his son-in-law. The Gemara, the father or the husband of your mother, his son, isn't that your brother? Benoy, Haino Ach, isn't that your brother? This is what happened. Your father had a son. Your mother had a son. You. Your father had a son for somebody else. Not your father. This man had a son for somebody else. And then this man married your mother and had a third son. So this third son is your half-brother. You share a common one. And half-brother the other one. So can you testify to the other one? Because you both share a brother. Yeah. Like it could be a brother with a truck, or it could be you're related. You both share a brother. And that's he's saying it. It's awesome. He said, no, I hold that a brother's brother is a baba's achrok, and you're allowed to. Didn't you hear Rabbi said that it's forbidden? Didn't hear Klemel Shvili? I don't agree. If we go back to according to Rav Chizda, who says that a brother's brother, you're allowed to testify. So what's the Mishnah saying that Baal Imoy has a son that you're not allowed to testify? That's your brother. Of course you're not testifying. You might say, you're right. So we're not talking about a stepson here that he brought to the marriage. We're talking about Chorgoy. We're talking about now a biological brother. So we already have brothers. Why talk about Baal Imoy? Tana, we learn. In other words, Baal Imoy means that you come from a different father, then your mother remarried and had another boy. That's your brother. So what's the chiluk in that? The chiluk is this is your brother from your father's side and your brother from your mother's side. And Mishnah telling you that even a half brother is also says, allowed to testify against each other. Others have a question with the chayyim, the signim, and signim you said before you're not allowed to testify. Anyway.
We also said before that Yidden can't be beggars.
Yeah, listen, the only reason he's saying it is that he has that little fight that you have to have anything you need Tigre.
Like a tshuva.
Yeah, it's just that when you make a little fight and once you have that, everything's out of line with your friends.
What's our relationship like a lid to a barrel? They're not one, they're two separate things, but together we function and we produce a nice barrel of wine. I guess the chasen kala is considered like wine. It's beautiful. In v'agefen, being v'agefen is wine, and we are the outside. We facilitate, we make a chasen happen, and so on and so forth. So one of us is the barrel, one of us is the lid. I guess that's what we're talking about. So who's the barrel and who's the lid?
A
person can testify about his wife, he's only engaged to. When do we say you're allowed to testify about your wife that you're engaged to? That somebody should take things away from her. You can be trusted. If you're trying to defend her that she should retain a property or obtain something, blame Haman, because if she dies, you'll yashin her, so you're negated. That's not true, because you don't yashin her. Make no difference. We never believe. My diet. What's your say? Why do you think that you're not related? To the Amr Abchia, Barami Mashmedula, Ishta Arusa Loy Oinen. If she dies, he's a Kayan, he's not become Osir and Kachin because of Danine, the Loymit Tamilo, as a Kayan, and to his wife. This is not his wife, so he's not Metameter, Behen he, so too. She Loy Oinen, the Limitamil. It really doesn't mean anything because of Kayan. It means it has no mitzvah because the seven people that are kohen is metame. It's a mitzvah for everybody to go ahead and to basic quota. She doesn't have no mitzvah to take the husband. It's not really husband and wife yet. Mace, if she dies, this is the main part. Ain't no yeresha. She does not yashin. She does not yashin her at all. He does not yashin her. Mace, who goivik suvasa. But if he dies, she will collect the ksuvah. Why will she collect ksuvah? So Rashi explained this in a place, we regularly listen to Gemara Mamatzia, in a place where they write the ksuvah and they write clearly Mina Edison. Therefore, stipulating the contract, so she collects. Nothing to do with anything that has no impact on what we learned until now. Is Hassam over there when it comes to Tumah and Yerusha She'eiroi Tolerach Money? He's over there. It's not his wife because the Torah uses the word She'eiroi Hakadosh She'eiroi, somebody you live together with already, so it's your wife. I can't love she'edi while you're engaged. You're not a she'edi at all. Here's a she'edi hakarev, but hachem shemikruv daitu. Over here, what's the problem of edus? Because your family and you're close to each other. We can't. I mean, there's a svara behind exezakos. Why a karev is possible? Because you feel a certain affinity and you feel, you know, blood is thick in the water. You got to defend them, whether they're right or whether they're wrong. The fact is, even though they're engaged, must be already that there's some closeness. Otherwise, why will they get engaged? And therefore, we cannot have them as eidim. Whether you live, whether live fukei, and you can't because blood is thick. There's actually one giving a svara here. Why karevim are possible? Not just exactly kosher, but a svara. So you have to understand why the gemara just before asked. We know you cannot, be aidas to kill them. I know you cannot be aidas l'schus to help them out. That's the worst kind. If the whole reason of Kodav is because you crave it, you want to help them, so the Chiddush say, yeah, so they're for sure you can't trust them. The Tate has to tell you that even though you're not helping them, you're hurting them. You're saying that they're Chayyis. The Tate says, we don't want to have them as Aedis. But it was Chusay, Pash the Svara. How can I stand as Chus my father? Of course I want to help him. Yeah, okay, so it's hard to. Anyway, right. Yeah, the Rambam says this, there's a Kodav, the whole idea of creating Moshe and Aaron together cannot be trusted. What do you mean it can be trusted? Who is more valestic than Moshe and Aaron? Because they made it as a custom that craving cannot be aided. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Chorgo Levade, the stepson's on his own. Turn around, we look at the Braise. Chorgo Levade, the stepson on his own, not his son, not his son in law. Rabbi Yaisi says, Gisa. He makes a comment, and brother in law. And brother in law. What do you mean? What's the image? Tani Edith, another Rabbi learned, Gisa Levade, brother in law, only him, not his children, not his son in law. And Rabbi Yudaimir, Chorgoi. Rabbi Yudaimir says, and the stepson. My comment, what's going on here? Is he saying the following? You say it's only Gisa. I say that Chorgoi and Gisa, both of them are alone and not their children or sons in law. But also, Rabbi Yisrael, the same thing. Gisa Levade, Chorgoi. they're both an argument, but each braisa says it a different way.
No, it's a starting point. It's a different.
That's right. Hey, but they must nisi where our Mishnah clearly says gisa. Who uvnai the chasnei? Our Mishnah says that your brother-in-law, his son, and his son-in-law, mani, who is the author, loy Rabbi Yehuda, but loy Rabbi Yisi. Ela hachi kama. This is how you learn pshat the braisa. Chor goyle vadoi. Only the son-in-law is limited to himself. Avo gisa, your brother-in-law. Who uvnai the chasnei, brother-in-law, his son, and the son-in-law is also like our Mishnah. But also Rabbi Yisi lemeima comes when he argues says no gisa levadi brother only he's asav abul chorgoy but the stepson who of noy the chasna well if so how did Tani Rabchi learned shmoyna avos if that's how you learn shad it says in that Mishnah Rabchi made a comment 8 avos in esni babos 24 command like Rabbi Yisi but like Rabbi Yehuda each one holds only one family that doesn't go beyond the person himself not benoy chasna. If you count our Mishnah, you'll see this and all together. One of them is Chargah, but it's still mine. If you're telling me that Yehuda and Yehuda both agree that one of them will have the son and the son-in-law, one of them won't. The question is, with the Gisa, will it be Chargah? So there's nine. And Yehuda says there's eight. Count the Mishnah, see, there's nine. So who's Yehuda following? Not the Yehuda and Yehuda. Elohochi Kamar. Chargah Levad. This is how you learn the Braise. Yehuda says, only the stepson of a Gisa who uvnoi v'chasne. Also, Rabbi Yisi says, "Gisay levadoi, the choshkein chorgoy." Rabbi Yisi is the one who says in the Braisa that your brother-in-law on his own and the stepson on his own, and that's it, no further. Umasnisi in Rabbi Yehuda Braisa is Rabbi Yisi. Our Mishnah's author is Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he holds not chorgoy and not gisay. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda says that Chorgah is alone, but Gisai Huvnai. That's Rabbi Amishnah Yehuda. The Braise, not Chorgah and not Gisai, is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda follows the Braise, Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he had only eight. Omri the Meshua, Lachak Rabbi Yehuda, Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't explain which Rabbi Yehuda it is, the Braise of the Braise, which holds eight, or Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, who argues that anybody on the mother's side of the family you can testify on behalf because it's only those who Yashin, and they're not Yerol Yashin. Rabbi Yisrael wanted to be machshir. Why? Because the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshuvah Lachi Rabbi Yisrael, and he thought Rabbi Yisrael the Mishnah said that what that through marriage is not us because they don't the brother-in-law know your sister's husband will never yashin you. So therefore, I can testify for him. He can testify for me. That's what he thought. I'm like, "Baye, me mai the Rabbi Yisrael the Masnisin." Who said when he said Lachi Rabbi Yisrael? He meant Rabbi Yisrael the Mishnah, the machshir begisay Dilma. Perhaps Rabbi Yisrael the Braisa. It's Rabbi Yisrael of the Braisa. The pasul begisai, who pasuls when it comes to a brother-in-law, and therefore you shouldn't be on the same thing. Loi sakadata. No, he answers back. No, Kedama Shmuel once made a comment. He going anok with Pinchas. I and Pinchas, my brother-in-law, the Havin and Achi were brothers and gisi. We both married two sisters. Kash of Yehuda pasul had two brothers. We had two brothers married two sisters, and then could be okay. Davin and Achiv, he said, my brother, we're brothers and brothers-in-law. I will gisi the Alma Shapadami, but maybe brothers-in-law. It sounds like a puppet. The only reason why he couldn't testify on behalf of his brother Pinchas is because we were brothers, not because we were brothers-in-law.
Maybe
so
they
maybe the whole stuff from the what he called Sedanic Sipper. 45? No, 49. Yeah, but if his family. The Alma Shapadami. So therefore, brothers are Mute. Rabbi Yisi, the mission is right. The Dilma, Gemara says no. The Dilma, I know Pinchas Mishum Degisa Kamar. So he said to him, no. Maybe he meant to say that I and Pinchas, even if we wouldn't be brothers, we'd still be us because we are brothers-in-law. How do you know what he meant to say? And therefore, Rabbi Yisi, maybe the Loch Rabbi Yisi, not in the Mishnah, but the Braisa, brothers-in-law are us. Amalei, he said to him, this is what I suggest. Zil Kanye be Edom Esidikar, Allah, go ahead and take your Shtar Matan and present it in front of Edom Esidikar, so therefore you will validate the sale. Hold, Edom Esidikar Kasi. Freddy Gemara, Amar Rab Abba, Moedir Rab Allah, Mezuy, Betoyer Apostle. That if you, that even if you have Edom Esidikar, but if you have a Shtar, and the Shtar has two Edom, but Apostle, and here you have, according to your two brother-in-law, it ruins the whole Shtar. Amalei, Zil, go ahead. L'shaftil is in luck. You're not letting me, I tried for him for you, try to help you out, and you make me tell this. So go lump it. It's your problem. Who asked you to take two brothers-in-law? Okay, Tejri really asked a question. How can Abaye paskin that Eidah Mitzir Karsim when Abaye holds that Eidah Bechassum and Gimba Mitzir, Eidah Bechassum of Zochimah, which means as soon as Eidah signed on the Shtar, even before it was given over, already everything in the count of the Shtar already a Zeicha. So how does he learn that? Yeah. Anyway, I think about it. So he said, depends if the shtar you can tell the date, then the age of Sulu Zochim. If you cannot tell the date in the shtar, then it's Eidim Mesir Kasi. Omer Abtan, Omer Abtavla, Omer Abruna, Omer Ab, Aloche, Kerab Yuda, Aloche, like Rab Yuda, Aloche, like Rab Yuda. And Rab Yuda said in the Mishnah, Rab Yuda said in the Mishnah here that even that if you had a Korib and the Srachik is kosher, but if they were children, then it's not. Then you're still related. If your daughter died and your son-in-law is still alive, but you have grandchildren, then you're still related. Says him, "What about the Tanchum? I'm not a Tanchum. Which other judges can go to the Chisalal died or Shadam Hoyle Chayes Shoyle? Shmahoye Beyamad is not living your days. I mean, what's Pshat in the Gemara here? Zeh Shahoye, you know, we learn from here. Zeh, not in the language you talk with Kamash Daida, but Zeh Shahoye Korev in the Srachik. It's by young man that day. If one day they used to be related to you, brother-in-law, but then he divorced or the wife of your sister died. And now you're not related, that's what matters. We don't care what happened 10 years ago, what matters now. Now you're no longer related, you can testify. That's just by Yom Mehem, only what's happening at that time. The halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that if you're no longer related, you can testify for each other. B'nei Chamum, the Marukvim, but the children of the Shver of Marukve, Kroivim and Esrachim Habe.
So there were brothers in all these?
Yeah. They were related. What do you call it? So what happened was that
Maruka's wife died.
Yeah, Maruka's wife died. So they were no longer related to him. Okay. In other words, his wife had children. His wife had brothers.
At the time that the document was written, what was the circumstance? Were they related or not? They were once related, now they're not, because she died.
Their sister was married to Maruk, was her brother-in-law, but then she died. So now they're no longer related. To have also the Kameh Din is what they didn't tell you, because they're no longer related. Ameluhu, he said to them, Pasilna l'chuladina, I can't paskin. Amluhu, they said to him, my daitach, what do you think? The halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you were in a Sarachik, if there were children, you're still related. Anan, my sin, even the Marava, we'll bring you a letter from my Yisrael, there ain't halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. He said back, in other words, that once you're distant, even though they're children, you're distant, you can testify for each other.
That's a good question,
isn't it? He said back to them, you think I'm attached to you by wax? In other words, you think once I was married to your sister, I'm stuck to you guys forever, and I don't believe in the halacha that we're no longer stuck to? Of course I believe in that halacha. But you know why I'm not, I don't want to paskin? That's why I pass it in. You guys are troublemakers. You don't listen to Psak Din. And the fact that you're my brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law, you think that you're even more arrogant. So yeah, you can get five.